neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Das war Hilchot Kaddish. At the time that the Kaddish starts, obviously our duty is to only pay attention to Kaddish. Even learning at the time of the Kaddish is not permitted. More so, Chas v'Shalom, speaking or being occupied with other matters. So when Chazan or other people are saying Kaddish, so one should just pay attention. It's suggested to follow your Siddur, because the Amenim has a different kavanot. That means when you answer Amen, sometimes it means it's emet, that you approve it, or we wish that it will come through. Ken Yehir Atzon. If you look at your Sidurim today, every Amen, it explained that sometimes it means emet or Ken Yehir Atzon. Same thing with the Kaddish. Kaddish, you look at your Sidur, so it makes a lot of difference, and the intention of the Amen should be exact, accurate. As we explained, pass by the person that's saying Kaddish, it's the same halakha of Lahash. That means we cannot pass by him. So in case you need to go out, so you have to wait by the entrance or exit if somebody is standing there and saying Kaddish. In case if the Kahal HaKadosh, the Tzibur, did not pay attention, and the Minyan was very limited. So people left, and all of a sudden they noticed, after they started the Kaddish, instead of being 10 or more, it's only 9 and less. So now Halakha permits that the Kaddish will be concluded, even though that we don't have the Minyan, because we started with the Minyan, so we continue and we conclude the Kaddish. And Harav explains the same halakha applies if at the time of the Chazara there was a Minyan, and right before Nakdishach, Hazan notices that the Minyan is missing. So when the Chazan started the Chazara, those at the left, they felt that beside them there is a Minyan, and they didn't obviously pay attention. So when they left, the Kahal noticed that there is no Minyan. So because they, again, just like the case of the Kaddish, they started with Heter, that means they did have a Minyan, but now the Minyan is missing, so the Chazan will conclude the Lahash, even though that there is no Minyan at this time. So he goes through the whole Chazara, even though that when we have Minyan, Chazan has to make sure that he has 9 people right awake without any short to answer Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, and Amenim. Yeah, 9 people, they should answer Amenim. And the reason that Sanhedrin Gedolah, right before Nakdishah, they designated Bracha, that is, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mechaya Metim, is not about the people in Bet Chaim, it's about Bet Knesset. So when he says, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mechaya Metim, he hopes that everybody in Bet Knesset will be alive to answer Baruch Hu and Baruch Shemo and Amenim. But in the case that the Minyan happened to be missing, so the Chazan will conclude the Chazan.
koilani shomote, halel ko halelu ko, koilani shomo nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.